Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Deputy Prime Minister of Slovakia says his boss, Robert Fico, will survive the gun attack that left him in a critical condition. Tomáš Taraba said Mr. Fico was no longer in a life-threatening situation. He was shot several times on Wednesday in what the Interior Minister described as a politically motivated attack. A suspect was detained. Rob Cameron explains what's known about him.
We know he's 71. We know that he fired what was a legally held weapon. Now, there is also a video which is circulating on social media and the Slovak media as well, in which this man appears to admit carrying out the attack, and also he appears to confirm that it was politically motivated and apparently related to one of Mr. Fico's most recent policies, which is the abolishing of the country's public broadcast.
There's been international condemnation of the attack. The European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, warned that democracy was being undermined. The trial of the US Democratic Senator Robert Menendez, who's accused of taking huge bribes to help foreign governments, has begun in New York. Prosecutors say he passed sensitive information to Egypt and Qatar in exchange for gifts. Nomia Iqbal in Washington has more details.
Robert Menendez has been the U.S. Senator for New Jersey since 2006 and the top-ranking Democrat on the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee for more than 5 years. Prosecutors allege he and his wife took part in a large scheme to secretly help the Egyptian and Qatari governments. Mr. Menendez is accused of acting as a foreign agent, of bribery and conspiracy to commit extortion amongst the 18 charges he's facing. Mr. Menendez claims he's being targeted because he is a prominent Latino. If convicted in this trial, Robert Menendez will likely be kicked out of the Senate and spend decades in prison.
Violence and instability are worsening in the French overseas territory of New Caledonia after an electoral reform imposed from Paris sparked riots by the Pacific Islands' indigenous population. Nearly 2,000 members of the French security forces have been deployed and President Macron has declared a state of emergency. Kat Wiener reports.
Since Tuesday, members of the Kanak community have torched buildings and cars, furious at electoral changes that will allow French nationals resident on the island for a decade to vote in provincial elections. The issue has unleashed simmering tensions between indigenous groups who aspire to independence and those who want to remain part of France. Reports from the island say armed militias on both sides have begun confronting each other on the streets of the capital, Nouméa. 4 people, including a policeman, have already been killed. One provincial governor warned that New Caledonia was on the brink of civil war.
BBC News. The European Union has called on Georgia to rescind a bill on foreign funding that sparked weeks of mass protests. The bloc's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said the new law would obstruct Georgia's path to EU membership. The legislation forces NGOs to register as pursuing the interests of a foreign power if they receive substantial funding from abroad. Police in Switzerland say 6 people have been attacked by a man wielding a knife in the northern town of Zofingen. Several victims are in a serious condition. The first stabbing took place near the town's railway station, followed by further apparently random attacks. Police said a man was detained after 2 hours of negotiations. The Brazilian football authorities have postponed top-flight matches nationwide for the next 2 weeks because of the impact of floods in the state of Rio Grande do Sul. 149 people have died since the storms began more than 2 weeks ago. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The airport and central areas of the state capital, Porto Alegre, remain underwater. The grounds and training facilities of the 3 local clubs playing in Brazil's Serie A, Grêmio, Internacional and Juventude, were completely flooded or damaged. Their players haven't been able to practice, and many have been actively involved in rescue efforts. Some of Brazil's wealthiest clubs in Rio and São Paulo opposed stopping the league. The 3 southern clubs complained of a lack of empathy. They've been backed by a majority of the league, and with a nationwide pause in matches, will no longer face the prospect of being left behind by their competitors.
The United States has announced new sanctions against Nicaragua for alleged human rights abuses and for failing to stem the flow of illegal migrants through its borders. The US State Department has imposed visa restrictions on 250 officials, including police officers, prosecutors and judges. BBC News.